from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We are just about 10 minutes away from tip-off in the New York State Boys Class D sub-regional round between South Courtright, of course, the team we've been following all year from Section 4, and the Greenburg North Castle Knights. They are from Section 1. So very excited for today's contest. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. This is a very tall and athletic Greenburg North Castle team, so I'm very excited to watch them here tonight against the SK Rams. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll talk more about today's matchup between South Courtright and Greenburg North Castle. We'll be right back on WCDO.
At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, we don't just say we have a big inventory, we prove it every day.
Our brand new facility is just down the road on Route 7 and currently features over 125 vehicles, including a recent delivery of 30 Dodge Caravans.
You'll get top dollar for your trade-in and we'll even buy your vehicle. And remember, Butler Auto Sales has financing plans for every credit situation.
Our new facility also houses the Butler Service Department with brand new state-of-the-art equipment, experienced service techs, and very comfortable, spacious waiting areas.
Butler Auto will also pick up and deliver your car while you're at work.
So come browse the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area or schedule a service appointment to get your car ready for spring at Butler Auto Sales, now in our new facility just down the road on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
And our display lot on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Shop 24/7. And fill out a credit app online at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And hey, welcome back once again, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. And, of course, this is the Butler Auto pregame show. They have a great selection of clean pre-owned vehicles right in our area on two lots in Sydney. Of course, Route 7 Riverside and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. This Greenburg North Castle team, very good, very long, very athletic. I know a lot of people this week have been asking me what exactly South Courtright's going to go up against. I think it will be very key here for the Rams of South Courtright to try to rebound against this Knights team. This is a very tall, lanky team. When you look down, they're starting 5'7", 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", and 6'2". I think the tallest player on South Courtright, probably Logan Furman, might be 6'2", maybe 6'3". This is a more guard-oriented team here for South Courtright. So I think who manages the glass here tonight could be a very big thing in this sub-regional game. The winner here of tonight's game will move on to the regional round, in which, of course, is just one game away from getting what every high school basketball team wants, getting to the Final Four in New York State up in Glens Falls. So the winner of this game will play the winner of Chapel Field and Bridgehampton. Chapel Field from Section 9, Bridgehampton from Section 11. That game is going on right now. Last check I had was that Chapel Field was ahead at the half. So depending on who wins that other game will depend on if the next round is Friday, if it's Saturday, and what location it's going to be at. So still a lot to be determined, but we're finally going to know what's going on in the next hour to an hour and a half. Whoever wins this game and whoever wins that game, we will know where that game's going to be either on Friday or Saturday. If you're a local fan listening on our WCDO airwaves, we are also waiting the winner tonight of Livingston Manor from Section 9 and Smith.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law here on WCDO. My apologies. Sounds like our equipment went out there for a quick second. Hopefully that's not going to happen again. We do have a backup plan if that is the case. But welcome back here on WCDO, also on WCDOsports.com. And really appreciate everybody listening in here tonight for this sub-regional game. Before I went off the air, I was just saying we're waiting to see what happens in other sections to see where the next round for either of these boys' teams are and for one of our local girls' teams as well. So we're going to take a quick break and pause for the national anthem, and we'll be back with the starting lineups in just a few minutes. South Courtright and Greenberg North Castle on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members, can join. Plus, all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's Hometown Hardware has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality interior and exterior Valspar paints, interior and exterior stains, and even craft supplies. Remember, Barnard sells nails and screws by the pound, so you only get what you need. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're set here for the sub-regional state game between South Courtright and Greenberg North Castle. Let's do the starting lineups first for Greenberg North Castle and head coach Anthony Miller. They will start with junior number 1, Daniel Kahn. Sophomore number 21, Chris Popette. junior number 22, Ryan Nagel, junior number 30, Kayvon Saylor, and senior number 32, Manny Hernandez. And as I said, they have a lot of height in that starting lineup. On the other side for South Courtright and head coach Aaron Kaufman, junior number 1, Troy Dienich, sophomore number 11, Connor Carino, junior number 14, Adam Champlin. Junior number 15, Josh Anderson, and senior number 32, Logan Furman. So we are set to go here between South Courtright and Greenberg North Castle. Greenberg North Castle is in the road navy blue uniforms. They have the gold trim, and it says Knights in gold lettering across the front of the uniform there. South Courtright is in the home white uniforms with the royal blue trim. It says South Courtright in royal blue lettering across the front of the chest there. Since we're in Section 4, South Courtright is the home team here for tonight's game. Of course, want to thank all our special sponsors, which make it possible for us to be here. They include the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, and DTC, Delhi Telephone Company. So we are set to go here between the Rams and the Knights. Very interested to see here. I think these are two teams that have very contrasting styles, and not exactly sure how this game is going to pan out exactly. I think Greenberg North Castle likes to get up and down the floor, likes to run and gun, and score in transition. South Courtright a little more half-court based, so we will see. I'm sure they have scouted each other over the last couple of days. I know that Greenberg North Castle actually made the trip up to SUNY Delhi to watch the Section 4 championship game where South Courtright defeated Richfield Springs. So they've had a sneak peek here at South Courtright, and I know the Rams have been trying to do their homework as well. So again, a big thank you for listening into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Mike Butler and his staff have the beautiful new building on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, Greenberg North Castle will win the opening tip, and the Knights will go to the foul line here as they go right to left on your radio dial. They try to go to the interior, it's knocked away. Punched back out here looking for Ryan Nagel on the left side. Nagel with a little dribble drive. Lost the handle. It rolls out of bounds, and it's going to go back to SK. This Greenberg North Castle team won their sectional championship on February 28th, so it's been a little while since they played. They've had some time off to prepare here for South Courtright. And the Rams are going left to right on your radio dial to start things off. The bounce into the corner for Anderson. Pump takes on that to the interior for Dienich. Underneath for Logan Furman. He scores. And South Courtright scores on their first possession to make it 2-0. With 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Knights with the ball. They're going to try to take it to the rim. It's too strong. A rebound, though, is up off the glass, and that's no good. Rebound opportunity was from Manny Hernandez after the miss by Saylor. Furman with a rebound for South Courtright. Rams with the basketball into the corner. Champlin with a pump fake. Goes to the interior. They go far side. And they kick it back around for Anderson, and he hit the long three. Josh Anderson from downtown in South Courtright now leads 5-0 with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Knights with the ball. They're going to try to pump one to the inside. A good turnaround shot here is no good. Therefore, Chris Popette. And on the rebound, left low block. It's knocked away, and SK is going to grab it. Popette knocked it over to Saylor, but he couldn't hold on. Here's Carino in transition for three. Too strong. Rebound underneath for Nagel. Nice job there by the Knights. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. 5-0 lead for SK. And Greenberg North Castle back down the floor. They try to go to the high post here for Hernandez. Pumps it to the interior. A shot is no good, but we're going to have a traveling violation underneath on GNC here. It's going to go back to South Courtright. So they're off to a quick 5-0 start with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. South Courtright will walk it down the floor here with Connor Carino. Across the Wildcats logo at midcourt. I'm Nate Lowe, glad to have you along here tonight for this New York State sub-regional round game. Carino back to Anderson, into Carino in the right wing corner here for South Courtright. Rams with the ball. They go to Dienich, now to Furman. Left side, little up and under for him. It's no good. Rebound for Champlin. Hustling after that ball. Back out for Anderson straight away. Champlin into the corner now, finds Carino. His floater won't go. Rebound is tapped back out to Furman. Furman finds Dienich. He tosses it up. That won't go. And finally, the Knights get a rebound. Good job on the glass by SK, but they could not capitalize. And here is Manny Hernandez to the right side of the floor. Now for Ryan Nagel. Nagel will back it out. Tried to go to the interior. Knocked away by Anderson. A steal and a pass ahead to Carino. And Carino's going to finish on the left-handed layup. Carino puts it up and in, and South Courtright is off to a 7-0 start And the timeout is taken by Greenberg Northcastle. 5:25 to go in the first. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
5:25 to go in the first quarter, a 7-0 lead here for South Courtright over Greenberg Northcastle. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Out of the timeout, the Knights have the basketball going right to left. They're in front of the SK bench as they go right to left. On the baseline here, Manny Hernandez, a nice up-and-under move, and he scores for the first points of the evening here for the Knights. A great reverse layup, and then a traveling violation on SK is going to give it right back to Greenberg Northcastle. So 5:10 to go in the first quarter, and out of the timeout, maybe the Knights will settle in here. They trail South Courtright 7-2. So we come up on 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And GNC throws a long pass ahead, and Hernandez was looking to go to the far corner for Daniel Kahn. It was way over his head and out of bounds. And so SK will get it back. Josh Anderson with an early three, and Carino and Furmit with layups for South Courtright to get things going. 4:55 to go in the first quarter. It's 7-2. SK with the ball. They go to the high post for Anderson. He's stripped, but it goes to Champlin. Champlin down low for Furmit. And he'll find Carino, who scores. Connor Carino off the pass from Logan Furmit. And SK with good execution. They lead 9-2. And now a steal at midcourt by Carino. 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Carino takes it himself. Can't score. Champlin the rebound. He puts it up and scores. Champlin off that trailer rebound makes it South Courtright 11 and Greenberg Northcastle 2 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Hernandez across midcourt. Threw it away. They can't save it. Out of bounds going back to SK. Hernandez was looking for Kahn again in the left corner and it rolled out of bounds before Kahn could get there. So 4:20 to go in the first quarter. It is 11-2. The South Courtright boys are leading Greenberg Northcastle. And the Rams have the ball. As SK is in the white with the royal blue trim going left to right. Here's Carino. The silky smooth guard goes to the right side for Champlin. Champlin now back to Carino straight away. Finds Champlin on the right side in front of the Greenberg bench. They go to the left wing now for Furmit. Back up to Carino. Live and give and go. Into the corner for Anderson. He's closed out on and a steal here by the Knights. Kahn will leave one ahead. He lost it and a steal from behind by Anderson. Little game of hot potato here. Here's Dianich taking it to the rim in transition and he scores. And SK leads 13-2 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Knights trying to settle in here on the road after a long bus ride. They'll take it to the rim and a good bucket here by Chris Popette. And the big man got to the high post and took it inside to score. Makes it 13-4. Here's Carino dumping it off for Dianich. No, that's short. Rebound Champlin. Back out for Furmit. Furmit now will go to Connor Carino. 3:20 to go in the first. SK leading 13-4. Here is Champlin in the right wing corner. Back up top Dianich. They swing far side Carino. High post Anderson. Pull up jumper. In and out. Rebound Furmit. Pump fakes. Puts it up and he's blocked out of bounds. A good clean block there by Manny Hernandez. But last touch by him, and so it will stay with the Rams, with, again, 3:10 to go in this first quarter. I want to thank all our special sponsors here for tonight's game, including the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney and Cohen and Fraser Builders of Unadilla and Franklin. Pass to the interior on the inbounds play goes to Anderson. He's quickly fouled, and Anderson will head to the line. Other special sponsors today include Mirabito Energy Products and Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. And so Anderson will head to the line here to shoot two for the Rams and a good start for the champs of Section 4, South Courtright. And Anderson settles in, hits the first shot. Anderson now with 4 points, makes it 14-4 with 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. Anderson settling in for the second shot. This one is too strong, and the rebound is scooped up here by Barry Davis, who was into the game for the Knights. Davis back down the floor in transition, right side. They go to the interior here. Popette, turnaround shot. No, Furmit with a rebound. And Furmit has been a monster on the glass. A long pass ahead here looking for Champlin. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here. Are we going to have a jump ball? Yes, we will. Wow, great hustle by the Knights and by the Rams to get on the floor there for that basketball. And so the possession is going to give it back to South Courtright with 2:49 to go in this first quarter, and it's 14-4. And the Rams will get it in. They go to the high post now for Anderson. Far side for Deanich. Popped out of his hands, and it's out of bounds and going back to Greenberg, North Castle. So South Courtright with a 14-4 lead here in the first quarter, live from Johnson City High School. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Here's Hernandez at midcourt. Nice dribbling by Hernandez. Gets to the bucket and scores. And
what are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Only thing we missed was a three by Connor Carino, making it 17-6 for South Courtright with a minute 55 to go in the first quarter. Carino with a left side three, so very nicely done. We will see if we can continue to figure out our technical problems here. In the meantime, we'll continue to bring you the action here as South Courtright again leads 17-6. Pass to the interior is up and good. A shot here for Chris Popette. And he is fouled, and he will head to the line. Makes it 17-8 with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. And so a three-point play opportunity coming up here for Chris Popette of Greenberg, North Castle. Again, out of Section 1, down in the Yonkers and Dobbs Ferry area. And so Popette settles in at the line, and his shot is good. Popette now with 5 points. And it's 17-9, so the Knights are staying within striking distance here with a buck 40 to go in the first quarter. So South Courtright here with the basketball. They go to Deanich, now back to Connor Carino on the right side. Carino steps up for three, too strong, rebound underneath, grabbed up by the Knights. And they're a very tall, very good rebounding team. Here is Popette with an outlet pass to Manny Hernandez. Hernandez ahead for Barry Davis. Davis will work one back out to Ryan Nagel. Nagel to the interior, shot no, out of bounds, going to stay with the Knights, though, with a buck 14 to go in this first quarter. 17-9 our score, and the Knights have the basketball on the baseline here with Daniel Kahn. Kahn looking to get this in underneath the Knights hoop. They throw one up, and it's knocked away by Champlin, but a foul is called as Adam Champlin got a piece there of Manny Hernandez as they were going up for that ball on the left wing side right in front of the SK bench. So our score 17-9, South Courtright leading Greenberg North Castle. And so they will be doing the inbounding duties in front of the scorer's table here. They'll look to get it in. A steal by Deanich, though, of South Courtright. Back down the floor on the right side. Deanich, far side, Connor Carino. Carino steps up. It's blocked by Nagel. Good job there by the Knights, and they'll look to bring it down the floor again with Hernandez. In transition, little spin move up off the front of the rim. No. Rebound for Popette. No. That's off the mark. Rebound for Furman here for SK. Ahead for Champlin. Champlin with a little spin move. Lost control of it. SK wanted a foul. They won't get it. Back in transition for the Knights. Ahead for Hernandez. And I think this is the type of game that the Knights like. Up and down the floor. They go to Popette underneath, and he scores. Popette with 7 points. And Greenberg North Castle is right back in this game. It's 17-11 with 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Here is Furman walking one back out. Here for Champlin, chance of defense from the GNC fans. Back up to Champlin. Here to Furman, to the high post, Anderson. Jumper from the foul line, no. Hernandez with a rebound, 15 seconds to go. And he'll look to walk it down the floor. Hernandez in the backcourt will go to the right side. Steps through off the glass and good for Hernandez. He's got 6, and that's going to do it for the first quarter. SK 17 and Greenberg North Castle 13. A very good recovery there by the Knights. And we'll be right back here with the second quarter on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. End of the first quarter. South Courtright leads Greenberg North Castle 17-13. SK had a pretty nice lead there. But Greenberg North Castle storming back at the end of the quarter to cut this back to a four-point game. So we start the second frame, 17-13, and GNC has the basketball. They pass one to the interior here, looking for Ryan Nagel. He gets into the paint, knocked away. Nagel gets it back, though. Tries to take it inside. It rolls off the rim. Furman got a piece of it, and they're going to say it was last touched there by Popette out of bounds, and so SK will get it back. And they'll walk it down the floor here with Champlin. Champlin goes to Carino on the right side. And now feeds one back for Champlin on the left side. 17-13, South Court right on top. They'll throw it away. Champlin tried to go over the top of the defense. And it went into the Greenberg North Castle bench. And so again, 7.5 to go in the second quarter. The Knights seem to be finding their legs here after a good start by South Courtright. Some good early shooting. Connor Carino with 7 points to lead the Rams. Knights with the ball at the top of the key. They go to the far side. A jumper here for Nagel is good. It's a three for Ryan Nagel. Makes it a one-point game, 17-16, early in the second quarter. Left side of the floor for Carino. Floats it across for Champlin. Now back to Carino. Little stutter step through the lane. Off the glass, no. Rebound Furman. Puts it up, and he's fouled. And so Logan Furman will go to the line. 17-16 our score. And Furman has struggled from the line here for South Courtright. It's no secret. And so he's going to have to try to do his best here today to hit these if you're a Rams fan. And so Furman will settle in. His first shot, the line is good. Logan Furman has been struggling from the free throw line. But he hits the first one here. Second one coming for Furman is good. Hit both of them, and that gets a loud round of applause there from the South Courtright faithful who follow him and know he's been working on that to try to get better. And South Courtright leads 19-16 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. They go to Kahn in the left wing corner for three. Yes, for Daniel Kahn from downtown for GNC. And we are tied at 19 apiece here from Johnson City High School. They'll go to Dianich in the corner. It's tapped away. Now they'll work one back out, and GNC will bring it back down the floor for the Knights. Ball loose on the floor here. Kahn's going to come away with it, and Dianich came in to get a steal, and we're going to have a foul on the play. 6:25 to go in the second quarter. 19-19 now our score. Great job by the Knights to get back in. We'll see what South Courtright can do. They're bringing in Darren Dengler, sending Dianich to the bench. And I wonder if this is part of the game plan here today. Try to bring Dengler in. He's a good rebounder, and he can really fight for position on the inside. So here is Greenberg. North Castle with the basketball again, going right to left. Nagel on the right wing side. Flips one over for Kahn. Kahn now back to Tavon Saylor to the interior. Turnaround shot for Popette was knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds and stay with the Knights. With 6:05 to go in the second quarter, we are tied 19-19. Knights will look to get the ball in. They'll go to the backcourt here for Manny Hernandez. Getting the play here from Anthony Miller. from Anthony Nicodemo. Tries to go up top. It's knocked away. Brought back down the floor by Champlin with the steal. He put it up and in. And Champlin able to finish there. He now has 4 points. And in the backcourt, they will bring it up the floor here with Hernandez. Hernandez goes to the high post, finds Nagel down low, rolls in for Nagel. And Nagel's now got 5 points. Makes it 21-21 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Three from the outside, Anderson, Furman, a rebound. Great job by him. Back out, Champlin, the jumper, no. Carino picks up the loose change. His floater's in and out. And the rebound is brought down here by Chris Popek. 5:15 to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 21 apiece. And across midcourt here for Manny Hernandez. Hernandez to the high post, kicks one back out for Nagel. To the right elbow. Here looking for Popek. Kiss off the glass is good for Popek, and he's got 9. Timeout taken here by Greenbird Northcastle. 4:55 to go in the second quarter. 23-21. South Courtright trails by 2 on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 4:55 to go in the second quarter, and it is Greenbird Northcastle 23 and South Courtright 21. Nate Law with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Shaping up to be a good one. South Courtright had an early lead, but kudos to the Knights for chipping their way back in. South Courtright with the basketball. They go to Furman in the left corner. They'll work one back out to Champlin at the top of the key. South Courtright going left to right. They're in the home white uniforms. And Greenbird Northcastle is in the navy with the gold trim. Rams with the basketball. Here's Carino. Down low on the baseline for Dengler. Back up top for Anderson. Straight away three. He's got it. Anderson from downtown. And so you have Carino and Anderson with 7 points apiece for SK. And the Rams lead 24-23. A steal by Carino. Takes it in and it's good. And Carino with the bucket. He's got 9 points. Makes it 26-23. SK on a little 5-0 run here. 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Knights across midcourt. Here is Hernandez down low. The jumper is off the back of the rim. Popek with a rebound. Boy, he's been great inside. It was blocked, and SK comes away. Carino down the floor. Lost control of it. Tries to slice one over to Champlin. Knocked away by Nagel. Nagel in transition across midcourt. A bounce pass goes off the foot of Carino, out of bounds, and will stay with Greenbird Northcastle. Boy, an up-and-down game so far, which I think Greenbird Northcastle likes to play that style, and Popek has been great inside here. He's been very tough to deal with, but SK, for being the smaller team, I think has kept up on the boards with the rebounding. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. SK leading by 3, 26-23. Here's Hernandez to the hoop, and he scores. Great athleticism there by Manny Hernandez. Makes it a one-point game. SK leading 26-25. Carino to the interior. A little up and under. Can't get it to go. Boy, it rolled off the front of the rim. A great move, but it wouldn't go. 3:25 to go in the second. Back down the floor. Carino was called for a little bump on Nagel as they came back down the floor. Again, 3:25 to go in the second quarter. And South Courtright leads by 1, 26-25. A good back-and-forth game so far between these two. Greenbird Northcastle is going to get the ball in here to Manny Hernandez. He was the name I kept seeing when we did all our homework on this game. Feeds one for Nagel in the corner for three. He hits it. Ryan Nagel now with 8 points. Gives GNC the lead, 28-26, with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Here is Carino to the far side for Dengler. Back out Champlin. Down to Anderson. Back to Champlin. Carino wants a three. NBA range for him is good. Connor Carino now with 12 points, and his shooting from the outside can be the difference. And SK bumps back ahead 29-28 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Daniel Kahn works one back up to Manny Hernandez as GNC goes right to left. Into the left corner, they'll pull it out. Down to the top of the key, they go far side for Kahn. Fingertips of Connor Carino got that one and rolled it out of bounds. Good crowd here for both teams. Of course, we know SK always travels very well, but GNC has traveled pretty well up here to support their team. A miss by GNC and a rebound by Champlin. He's trying to run. Pump fakes, blocked out of bounds from behind by Tavon Saylor, who hustled back. 2:25 to go in the second quarter. This game is so up and down, you wonder, you know, what team is in better shape here on the big floor at Johnson City. So again, 2:25 to go in the second. It's 29-28, SK with the ball on their own offensive end. They go to Furman in the left corner, back in for Carino. Carino stops and pops from the corner, off the front of the rim. No, rebound for Saylor underneath. So the Rams leading by a point with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Thanks for listening online today as well, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Saylor with a good move to the right low block, but he traveled, and it's going to go back to South Courtright. So both teams shooting the ball well, getting to the interior well. It's a good ball game. Greenberg, Northcastle tough with that size on the inside, but SK hanging around. They lead by a point. I just mean hanging around on the rebounding front of things. Carino straightaway three. He's got it. Another deep three by Carino. He's got 15. He's really feeling it. And it's 32-28. South Courtright leading. Furman with a steal, and both guys go tumbling into the bench. Daniel Kahn and Logan Furman. They went right into the SK bench there. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute. Both teams going to the bench now. Barry Davis coming back in here for GNC. Dengler playing some key minutes here, giving Dianich a little breather as well. Here is Nagel to the right elbow on the baseline, back out for the Knights. Nagel waiting with a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. They try to go to the interior. It's blocked out of there. Darren Dengler with a block on Chris Popett, and I would have not guessed that because Popett can really elevate, but Dengler read that very well to punch it out of bounds. Knights with the ball on the baseline as we come up on 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. And SK leads by four, 32-28. Nagel will get it in, tried to dribble through traffic, intercepted by Carino. A head now for Champlin. Breakaway layup for Champlin is good. And Champlin's able to hit. He's got 6 points, makes it 34-28 with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. And here is Hernandez across midcourt. Chest pass now for Barry Davis. Davis at the top of the key, far side, looking for Daniel Kahn. Back to Davis. Now to Hernandez, still right side. Hernandez, stutter step, pulls it back out. Splits the defense. Goes to Kahn in the left corner for a three. Yes! Daniel Kahn from downtown makes it 34-31. Great shot there. And SK leads by three. They go left to right. Here's Carino trying to answer back. Boom! Deep three for Connor Carino. Holy cow, that was way downtown. Makes it 37-31. A steal at midcourt, but a foul on Carino. And this is going to be the second on Carino, I believe, here, with 42 seconds to go in the second quarter. Yeah, that's two on Carino. And he is hitting from way downtown. He's going to come to the bench here for protection. They don't want him to pick up that third with only 42 seconds left in the second quarter. And South Courtright leading 37-31. Knights will get it in. They go to Hernandez. He's right on the Wildcats logo at midcourt. Hernandez, right side, pumps to Popett on the low block. Kiss off the glass is good. Boy, Popett is old school. He uses the glass. You got to love that. Makes it 37-33 with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Champlin, left side, looking for Dianich, who's back in. Now to Anderson, to Dengler. They go for Champlin in the corner. He just saved it from going out of bounds. Now back to Anderson. Coming up on 10 seconds to go, second quarter. They find Dianich. Down low, Dengler. Back out Dianich. Anderson with five. Finds Champlin. Steps in for a three. No. Rebound for GNC, but they stepped out of bounds with 2 seconds left. And so SK is going to be able to run a play, leading 37-33 right before the half to see if they could get a bucket. This would be big for them. Rams on the baseline to the left of the basket. They go up to Furman, into the corner for Anderson for two, no. Halftime score, South Courtright 37, Greenberg, North Castle 33. In a New York State Class D sub-regional boys game here tonight, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Stuck in a ditch?
Downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our halftime report is brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. South Courtright takes a 37-33 edge into the break over Greenberg North Castle. Connor Carino nets 18 points for the Rams. He hit four threes in the opening half. Josh Anderson has 7 points, and Chris Pulpet leads the Knights with 11 points on the other side. Other scoring here for SK. Again, we said Carino with 18, Josh Anderson with 7, Adam Champlin with 6, Logan Furman with 4, Troy Dienich with 2. On the other side for Greenberg North Castle, very balanced scoring here. 11 points for Chris Popette, 8 apiece for Ryan Nagel and for Manny Hernandez, and 6 points for Daniel Kahn. My sincere apologies. When I went through starting lineups, I said assistant coach Anthony Miller was the head coach. I've been talking all week with head coach Anthony Nicodemo. I believe that's how you say his last name. Coach, if you're listening back to this later, I apologize, because he reached out to me on Twitter, said, is there a way that our fans can listen online? So really appreciate coach reaching out to me. Got to talk with him before the game. That was awesome. He's got a really good and fun team to watch here from Greenberg North Castle. So, coach, if you're listening back to this on our game audio archive, I've had a really fun time watching your guys in the first half, and we'll see what happens here in the second half. This is a very close game, folks. South Courtright had the early lead. Greenberg North Castle found a way to kind of battle back in, and since then it's been really back and forth. Really have enjoyed it here. It's been a great sub-regional game. This is what you get this time of year. You get these teams that represent their sections, and you know that everybody from here on out is going to be good. So it's been a lot of fun, that's for sure. We'll take a break here on our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. Morabito, our people make energy different. I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Nate Lull live from Johnson City here tonight. We are glad to bring you this game. It is the New York State Sub-Regional Round, and it is South Courtright from Section 4 and Greenberg, North Castle from Section 1. And again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report with SK leading at 37-33. If you are listening here tonight and you want to maybe listen back later, it's all on WCDOsports.com. Our game audio archive is brought to you by SFCU. And just want to recognize some more of our special sponsors, including A.O. Fox Hospital, Tri-Town Campus in Sydney, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Echo Brands of Sydney, Lang Construction in South Courtright, NBT Bank, Marabito Gresham Insurance, Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital in Delhi, Assemblyman Joe Angelino, of course SFCU, and Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier. They all make it possible for us to be here to cover these games. Again, a sub-regional game here today. The winner will move on to the regional round this weekend. We're not exactly sure when or where yet. It will depend on who wins this game and also who wins another game here tonight between Section 9 and Section 11. So I'm doing my best to keep an eye on those games so that when we wrap up tonight's broadcast, I can tell either fan base where, maybe, where they have a chance of going in the next round, which could be Friday or Saturday, depending on a couple of things. So if you're a Section 4 fan, I think you're going to have to travel either way down to the SS Seward area, which is Florida, New York, or you might have to go out to the island. If it's a Section 11 wins, you might have to go out to Matituck, which is the very end of Long Island, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not a huge geography guy on Long Island, but I believe that could be a 4 or 5 hour trip from up here in this neck of the woods, so that would be difficult, but we'll wait and see what happens. We'll take one last quick break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the third quarter here on WCDO, live from Johnson City High School tonight. South Courtright will have the ball now going right to left. Fermat a little up and under here. It's blocked out of bounds and going back to GNC. Fermat pretty much had a wide open, I don't want to say a wide open layup there because the defense was good, but he tried to go to the reverse, and that's when it got knocked out of bounds. So 37-33 is our score. Knights have the basketball. They now go left to right. They're in the navy with the gold trim here tonight. SK is in the white with the navy blue trim, or the royal blue trim, I should say. A three for Khan in the corner. No. Rebound for Polpette off the glass and good. Polpette going to work here. I have not seen a player use the glass that well all year long. He's been great. Champlin down low. Goes to Fermat. Into the corner, Carino. He's been red hot. Misses this one long. Deanich chasing a rebound. No, Nagel got there first for the Knights. Nagel being pounded here by SK players. He just gets away with it. Nagel ahead now down the floor. Had his pocket picked by Logan Furman. SK takes it back, going right to left. They go to Anderson. In the paint, Anderson scores, and he's fouled. Anderson off the glass. He's got 9 points now, and Anderson will head to the line. Great pass in transition by Carino. Finds Anderson, who is then able to score on the right-handed layup and has a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Anderson, a very good shooter, steps in at the line, missed it, left it short, Popette with a rebound. So SK leads 39-35, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, live from Johnson City High School tonight. Three ball here for the Knights off the front of the rim, Fermat with a rebound. That was Tavon Saylor with the miss. Rams going right to left. Here is Champlin at the top of the key, looking to set up the offense with 6:45 to go in the third. Deanich left side, Back up to Carino. Far side, Champlin. Into the corner now for Anderson. For three, and he got it. Anderson, another one, and he's got 12. Huge three there from Josh Anderson. And South Courtright leads 42-35 with 6.5 to go in the third. Knights across midcourt. They go to Saylor. Saylor now for Daniel Kahn to the high post for Popette. He's going to work. Kicks it back out for Kahn in front of his own bench. Inside for Popette. Up and under. No, he's fouled. And Popette is just a beast around that high post and the low block area. He's tall and lanky. They have him listed at 6'5", and he's just a sophomore. So he's going to be a headache for teams in that neck of the woods for a long time to come. 6:18 to go in the third. South Courtright leading Greenberg North Castle from section 142-35. Here's Popette at the line, left it short. Second one coming for Popette. And this is a tight ball game. Fouls are going to be very important, and foul shooting is going to be very important. Popette here at the line, his second one, no. Off the back of the rim, rebound, Dianich. And Dianich goes ahead for Champlin. Champlin down the left side of the floor, front of his own bench. He is fouled here by Tavon Saylor. The size advantage clearly goes to Greenberg North Castle, but I have to say I've been impressed by South Courtright here tonight, doing everything they can to box out, find a man, and not give Greenberg North Castle any extra rebounds. They're going to get plenty enough with their size, but SK's done a good job tracking down loose balls and doing all of those things. Connor Carino to the left side, now goes to Anderson on the right. Now here to Champlin, back to Carino. To the high post here for Anderson. They'll swing it for Dianich. And that one's out of bounds. Yes, off the hands there of Carino on the right low block. And it was 5:50 to go here in the third. It's 42-35. Trying to get an update on some of those other games here tonight as well. We'll talk about those during the postgame show. We got plenty to keep our hands here. A steal by SK. They find Carino, and he scores at midcourt. And Carino's got 20 now. And the press is paying off here for South Courtright, 44-35. They're doing a little 1-2-2 press across midcourt here for the Knights. Saylor trying to go to the bucket. No, Hermit with a rebound. And SK is building again. Ahead for Carino to the rim. He scores. Carino's got 22. And a timeout taken here by Greenberg North Castle. South Courtright pushes ahead, 46-35. Carino and Josh Anderson doing the scoring here for the Rams. And we'll be back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 5:18 to go in the third. Thanks for listening here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Some other special sponsors tonight include Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, and Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. Out of the timeout, can Greenberg North Castle answer again? They got down by 10 early in the first half. They came back, and now they trail 46-35. Here's a three ball. Right side, yes, for Daniel Kahn. He's got three threes, and Kahn has been red hot. That's going to help the Knights. Makes 46-38. SK with the ball. A little step through. They find Furman up off the glass. No, that was just too hard, but somehow Champlin got a rebound in the land of the trees. Now for Anderson, works one back out to Connor Carino, steps through, tries to go down low, off the leg there of Furment, and out of bounds. Unlucky break there for SK as it was tapped, and then it hit Furment in the leg and rolled out. Again, 4:45 to go in the third, and South Courtright leads Greenberg North Castle, 46-38. Here is Popette taking it inside. Missed the shot, out of bounds, going back to the Rams. SK fans wanted to travel, and Greenberg North Castle fans wanted to foul, and they didn't get either. It went out of bounds. And so SK will get it back there. Rams coming across midcourt. And the Johnson City Wildcat logo. Here is Carino. Working one back to Anderson. Left side for Champlin. SK with the ball going right to left. Here is Carino. Step back three for him.
Yes.
And Carino's got 25. And it's 49-38. And the Greenberg Northcastle coaching staff kind of throwing up their hands like, what are we supposed to do? But Kahn says, I'll answer right back. Daniel Kahn with his fourth three of the game. He's got 12, and it's 49-41. Boy, Kahn is really keeping him in this game right now with his three-point shooting. The 5'7 guard hitting from the outside. Rams with the basketball. They go to Champlin, into the corner for Dianich. Now inside for Champlin. Pull-up jumper, good. Champlin has 8 points. Normally does not score that much, but he is coming alive here tonight. It's 51-41. Knights with the basketball. They go to the left side of the floor as they go left to right. They go to Popette on the inside. He lost it. Dianich with the steal. SK is looking to run. Dianich tries to go to the hoop, and it's blocked out of bounds, but it will stay with the Rams. I think South Courtright is saying, I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to go to the rim when I can, and if it gets blocked, it gets blocked. Maybe I'll get a foul out of it. 3:35 to go in the third. It's 51-41. South Courtright with the basketball, looking to get it in underneath their own hoop. They do to Anderson. He's blocked out of bounds. Popette said no, Dikembe Mutombo style right there. With 3.5 to go in the third. And so South Courtright on the baseline will look to get it in. And he does. Furman. Turnaround shot is good for Logan Furman. And he's got 6 points. And SK leads 53-41. Rams have been shooting the basketball very well here in the third quarter. And a steal at midcourt by Carino. Carino is off to the races, wants to take it inside and scores. Carino's got 27 points. And it's 55-41 with 3:10 to go in the third. Boy, Carino's just been doing a little bit of everything. Knights across midcourt. They go back to Barry Davis on the far side. Now for Nagel, left wing corner. Nagel has it, wants to take a three, but he's got a hand right in his face. Goes to Cole on the interior. Works one back out. Kahn for three. This one's too strong. Out of bounds. Going back to the Rams. Kahn finally missed one in the corner there. With 2:50 to go in the third, it's 55-41. Now the refs are going to get together. They might reverse this. Now it's going to SK. 55-41 our score with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Here is Champlin in the backcourt. We'll come across the half-court logo here for Johnson City High School. Left side now for Anderson to the interior for Furman. Good shovel pass down low for Deanne, and she's blocked. Popette was all over that one, and GNC will take it away. Here is Hernandez at midcourt. Had his pocket picked, but got it back. He's double-teamed. He's looking for help. Picked up his dribble in a tough spot and just gets it off in time to Barry Davis. Davis says, I'm going to rumble to the hoop here. Lost control, but gives it back to Hernandez, who goes in and is fouled with 2:20 to go in the third. Champlin's going to come to the bench here for a minute, and Dengler will pop in. Again, 2:20 to go in the third, and SK leads 55-41 here over Greenberg Northcastle from Section 1. This is a New York State Class D boys basketball sub-regional game. Winner of this game will move on to the state quarterfinals. First shot is up and good here for Manny Hernandez, who has 9 points. So you have Popette with 13, Daniel Kahn with 12, and Manny Hernandez with 9. For GNC. On the other side, Connor Carino with 27 points and Josh Anderson with 12 for South Courtright. And second shot at the line here for Hernandez. No, Furman is able to go up and cap it out to Carino. Great effort there by Furman. Carino ahead for Dianich. Off the glass and he scores. Dianich has got 4 points. What a look there from Carino. And SK leads 57-42 here with 2 minutes to go in the third. And now a reach-in foul on Dianich. And so this is our team foul situation. SK now with 4. And this is going to be Greenberg Northcastle with 2 on their side. Actually, no, only the third team foul there on South Courtright. So again, SK leading 57-42. The Knights will get it in. Again, they're in the navy blue with the gold trim going left to right. SK's on defense. Nagel in the corner for a 3. A side-winding shot is no good. Furman with a rebound. And he'll bring it across midcourt. Furman into the corner finds Carino. Carino gets it back out to Furman. He was double-teamed and had nowhere to go. Right side for Dianich as SK goes right to left. Here's Dengler to the high post for Anderson. Yes. Anderson with 14, and it's all falling right now for SK. They lead 59-42 as we hit 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Back down the floor here for Greenberg North Castle. Here is Nagel. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Goes to the high post for Barry Davis. Now back for Kahn with a floater in the lane. No. Rebound for Dienich. Yes. And Dienich will get this one to Furman. And SK is just getting all those loose balls. Here's Carino in the paint. Dishes one off for Furman. Little up and under. No. He's fouled, though. And we'll head to the line with 1:10 to go in the third. And South Courtright leading at 59-42. GNC is going to go to the bench here at the next opportunity they have. Pharrell Morris will be coming in, a 6'2 senior. As again, SK from Section 4 leading Greenberg North Castle 59-42 here in the third quarter. And so Furman will be heading to the line here for South Courtright. Furman with 6 points. Champlin has 8. Anderson has 14, and Connor Carino has 27. Furman's first shot at the line is off to the left, and the second shot coming here for Furman at the line. Nagel's going to go to the bench here. Coaching staff was not happy. He didn't chase after a rebound on that last play, so he's going to get a little breather. And Furman's second shot at the line rattles in and out. Rebound for Barry Davis of GNC. And over the midcourt timeline, Hernandez feeds it through, out of bounds, going back to SK. And South Courtright in control at the moment. Still a lot of basketball left to be played, but it's 59-42 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Carino will walk it up the floor here for the Rams. Gets across the midcourt timeline into the corner. Get the pass right back from Furman and scores. And Carino has 29 points. The sophomore with another dazzling performance. And SK leads 61-42 with 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Davis across midcourt. Into the corner now for Kahn. Kahn stops. He's double-teamed. Tries to go to the inside for Morris. Missed the shot. Rebound for Furman. He's looking to run. Carino in the corner. Spots up for three. No. Too strong. Rebound for Darren Dengler. Back out for Anderson. He dials long distance. No. Off the right side of the rim. And Davis with a rebound with 20 seconds to go in the third. Here's Kahn in the left corner. Tries to go back up top. It's intercepted by Carino. 15 seconds left. Carino coast to coast. Missed the layup as Copette was chasing him back. Knights get the ball with 10 seconds left. Carino steals it back. Carino feeds one to the interior. Dienich, blocked shot there by Morse. GNC, can they get a shot off at the buzzer? They do, but it's short. 3 quarters in the books. And SK leads Greenberg North Castle 61-42 on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hard. Woods.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Started the fourth quarter at 61-42. Knights with the basketball here as South Courtright is in control. Pull-up jumper for the Knights is off the mark and no good. And a second chance here is up and good for Tavon Saylor. Good effort by him on that second chance. Makes it 61-44. South Courtright in the right corner with Dengler. Lost it, but Anderson pulls it back out. SK trying to advance to the quarterfinal round with this victory here tonight if they can hold on against Greenberg North Castle. Pass to the interior for Carino. No good. Dengler a rebound. Back out for Furman. Pump fakes on a three to the interior for Dengler. His shot is short, and a rebound underneath is scooped up here by Popette. And now for Hernandez across midcourt. 61-44 our score. The Rams trying to protect this lead. Pass to the interior for Nagel. Back out for Saylor. A three for him is halfway down. Pops out of bounds, and will stay with Greenberg North Castle. Coming up on 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And South Courtright in control right now in this New York State Class D boys basketball sub-regional game. It's 61-44. Knights with the ball. Tapped into the corner. A pass down low is off the back of the rim. And kept in here by GNC, but a steal by South Courtright. Taken right back by Popette. Far side for Daniel Kahn for a three. Yes. Daniel Kahn with 15. He's hit three threes, and a timeout is taken here by Greenberg North Castle. 6:44 to go in the fourth, and it's 61-47. South Courtright in control. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. 61-47 the score. South Courtright boys leading Greenberg North Castle. And SK has the basketball. They'll walk it up the floor as a little 5-0 run here by Greenberg North Castle, who's got a little pep in their step at the moment. South Courtright with the ball. Here's Anderson. Left side three. Yes. Anderson with 17. And SK has been hot from downtown tonight. 64-47 our score. Here is Nagel. Steps through. Intercepted by Connor Carino. Having one of the games of his life here tonight. Carino ahead for Anderson. Into the corner. Another three. No. Too strong. Rebound Popette underneath. Popette with an outlet pass here for Tavon Staler. He's trying to go coast to coast. Dengler was able to get a piece of it there, but they're going to say he also got a piece of the body. So a foul on South Courtright with 6:10 to go in the fourth. Makes it 64-47. Champlin's going to come back into the game here for Troy Dianich. Champlin kind of went out limping a little bit before. Looks like maybe he got a stinger or something as he was kind of stretching it out. But he's back in for the Rams, and he's playing very well. Pass inside for Popette, and he scores. And Popette now has 15. He's been a terror inside tonight for Greenberg North Castle. Here is Furman down low for Anderson, swatted out of bounds by Popette. With 5:58 to go in the fourth quarter, South Courtright leading 64-49. And so on the baseline, this will be Anderson doing the inbounding duties, hoping to get it in, finds Furman, and he's in the paint. Might have gotten away with a travel, is able to pull it back out. They go to Carino on the far side. Pump fakes on a three, steps through, tries to give it to Dengler, who has to just pull it back out for Champlin, and now we're going to have a traveling violation here on South Courtright with 5:45 to go in the fourth, and it's 64-49. The Rams in control here, trying to punch their tickets to the Class D regional game, which will be this upcoming weekend. We should have some more details on that later on tonight, as here is Greenberg North Castle. Into the corner for Kahn. No, just off the front of the rim. Darren Dengler, a rebound, ahead for Carino. He's leaking out, and ahead for a left-handed layup is good. And Carino has 31. And it's 66-49. With 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Nagel across midcourt. Will feed one for Manny Hernandez. Into the corner for Kahn now. Kahn floats one up, looking for Hernandez at midcourt. Out of bounds, going to stay with Greenberg North Castle. Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Other special sponsors tonight include Assemblyman Joe Angelino, as well as NBT Bank, Lang Construction of South Courtright, and Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi. Got a little timeout here for tying of a shoelace for Chris Popette for Greenberg North Castle. Knights will get it in the backcourt with 5:15 to go in the fourth. The pass down the floor is intercepted by Logan Furman, and SK comes away. Ahead for Champlin. Saves it in for Dengler. He couldn't quite hold on to it, and Nagel was able to pick his pocket and take it back away. Knights over the midcourt timeline here with Nagel at the top of the key. Dishes one off for Popette. Takes it to the inside. Blocked by Anderson. Out of bounds. Going to stay with Greenberg North Castle. And the Knights are trying to fight their way back into this game, but SK has just shot lights out here tonight at Johnson City High School. They're feeling very at home here in Section 4. Knights have the ball. They go to Popette on the interior. Left low block. Little baby hook. Rolled in and out. Furmit with a rebound. He has just been a monster on the glass, Logan Furmit, doing everything he can to get those boards against a much bigger Greenberg North Castle team tonight. They've done a great job on the glass. Here is Furmit, right side. There's the Champlin in the corner on the baseline. Now we'll look to pull it back out with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. SK not afraid to work a little clock here as they lead 66-49. Dengler on the interior. Dishes one over, finds Champlin. He's fouled and will head to the line. Boy, that ball, he got it off, and it just rolled off the front of the rim, and now we'll go back to the line. Furmit. He has struggled at the line this season. Looked better earlier tonight. He went 0 for 2 the last time. He missed both when he went to the line. But Furmit settling back in. First shot, no. He hit both on his first trip to the line tonight. And I thought, boy, I know Bob Vann has been working with him, trying to help him out here. I thought maybe the magic had finally settled in. Second shot here for Furmit. Good. There's 1 out of 2, and he's got 7 points. Makes it 67-49. With 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter, Knights have the ball. Popette at the high post goes for Kahn in the corner. No, left it short. Furmit, another rebound. Boy, he has been absolutely tremendous on the glass, limiting the second chance opportunities for GNC. Champlin to the right side of the floor now as SK goes right to left. They're in the white with the royal blue trim. Pass down low here for Carino. Tried to go up and under. Tough angle there. Rebound comes back out to Champlin. Chases it into the backcourt. And it was tipped, so SK is safe here with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Champlin is across midcourt, chest pass to the right side. And they will find Josh Anderson. Anderson will dribble it back out. And SK not afraid to just work some clock here. Shot clock's down to 10, game clock at 3:35. Anderson goes to Furmit on the far side, dribbles down low, finds Champlin underneath, scores. Champlin with 10. And there's nights where Champlin doesn't get in the book. He's very good on defense, does all the gritty things, but 10 points tonight for him, you got to feel good. He's had games in double figures, don't get me wrong, but this is a huge night for him to have 10 points. Pull-up jumper here for GNC, no good. Furmit with a rebound, and underneath the hoop on the backside, we will hope, I think that Josh Anderson may have unfortunately gotten hit in the breadbasket or maybe a little lower, if you know what I mean. So we'll take a break here with 3:12 to go in the fourth and be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Here's that Anderson is okay. Has gone over the bench to get checked on, so Damian Gloucester will come in. But SK is ahead 69-49 with 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And the Knights are not applying much pressure defense here. The coaching staff trying to get them up and going. Furmit takes it inside. Gloucester gets the rebound, and he is fouled and will head to the line. So Damian Gloucester, the senior, another guy that I thought might get a little more run here tonight because he's one of SK's bigger bigs, but they're bringing him in late here to try to help out on the glass. And Tavon Saylor is whistled for the foul. Team foul situation 5 for GNC and 4 against South Portland. And Gloucester gets the first one to go. And SK can taste it here with 2:40 to go and a 70-49 lead. SK is going to put in some more substitutes here. Champlin to the bench. Anderson is still there. Dengler comes out. So Carino is going to stay in. But a couple of other subs. Trent Cole comes into the ball game here as Roster makes the second one. Makes it 71-49 with 2:40 to go in the fourth. Knights have the ball. Here is Saylor down low. Tosses up a shot. No. Rebound for Furman underneath. Saved it from going out of bounds, but Hernandez gets it back. And GNC has also gone to the bench a little bit here. Hernandez for a three in the left corner, and it's good. Hernandez with 12. Makes it 71-52 with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Carino across midcourt. Carino, a floater in the paint, is good. Right up over a 6'5" big man. The speedy Carino has 33. 2 minutes to go, and South Courtright leads 73-52. They're hoping to move on to the regional round. Kicked by Carino. Looks like he might be coming out of the game. Yes, he is. Owen Burns going to come in. The only starter left on the floor is Furman. Now he's coming out. Ben Anderson checks in. So all five starters. I like this move by Coach Kaufman. Protect these guys. They've earned it. They have enough of a lead at 73-52. Both teams have gone to the bench here. And so these substitutes will play out the last minute 55, it looks like. Knights still have the basketball. And it's at the top of the key. And taken away by Trent Cole. Again, got hurt during soccer season, so good to see him back out on the floor. Burn into the corner for Gloucester. Little up and under for Gloucester, no good. Rebound for Cole is good. Trent Cole off the bench. Makes it 75-52 with 90 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Knights have the basketball. They'll try to work one into the corner here. Popette, who's had a heck of a game, is down low and he is fouled, and Popette's going to go to the line with a minute 22 to go in the fourth quarter. He'll get to shoot two. Can't say enough about the 6'5" sophomore forward, Chris Popette. Silky smooth, uses the glass very well, and it's got some great spin moves on that low block. So again, a buck 22 to go here in the fourth quarter in this sub-regional New York State Boys Class D basketball contest. First shot for Popette is no good. I'm assuming with a minute 22, it looks like SK will be moving on to the regional round. I'm going to try to do some homework and get that information for you as soon as I can. SK is going to be on the road no matter what. It's either going to be in Section 9 or Section 11. Daniel Kahn coming out of the game, 15 points on 5 threes. Great shooting by that junior guard. That young man had a heck of a night. As Popette's second shot at the line is good. He has 16. Makes it 75-53 with a minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter. Popette's going to come to the bench, gets a hug from the coaching staff here. He's obviously a little sad here that the season is going to end, but he's getting some nice words from the coaching staff and a heck of an effort here. Here is Anderson in the corner for three. Oh, in and out, halfway down. Rebound underneath. No, won't go for Cole. And the Knights with the rebound as we hit 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, and SK is ahead 75-53. Right side of the floor here for the Knights. As they go left to right, their season comes to the end. Section 1 champions. Pull-up jumper from the outside is no good for Justin Berry. Rebound for Anderson of SK. Anderson across midcourt. We'll want to try to work a little clock on the right side of the floor. Anderson looking for some options, down to 40 seconds left. Now we'll go to Cole, left side. Cole, dribble drive to the inside. Puts it up and he's fouled, and Cole will head to the line. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And with 33 seconds left here, South Courtright will be extending their season another couple of days. They'll be either playing Friday or Saturday from the looks, as Cole gets the first one to go. And Trent Cole now with 3 points. Another one coming here for the sophomore guard, Trent Cole. Big part of their run in states for soccer as he gets the second one to go. This SK team went to the Final Four in soccer as well. And this basketball team trying to do their best to maybe get there as well. They're still a game away, but a win here tonight will certainly help. Cole with a steal. He's going to bring it down the floor, and they're going to dribble out the last 20 seconds, it looks like, here. And the SK Rams, as I said, are going to extend their season another couple of days. They come here to Johnson City and pick up a 77-53 win over Greenberg, North Castle. Post-game show coming up. The Rams are still alive. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
At NBT Wealth Management, our 401k approach is focused on one thing, your business. Our experts will customize a plan, giving your business access to our extensive services. Plus, you get full fee disclosure with one easy point of contact. So see why NBT Wealth Management has a 97.5% customer retention rate and start meeting your goals with our guidance. Learn more at nbtbank.com/401k.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Johnson City High School here as South Courtright defeats Greenburg North Castle 77-53 here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. So glad we could bring you this game here tonight. Let's go through our final scoring summary. First for South Courtright, 33 points for Connor Carino, 17 for Josh Anderson, 10 for Adam Champlin, 7 for Logan Furman, and then 4 apiece for Troy Deanich and Trent Cole. On the other side for Greenburg North Castle, a team best 16 from Chris Popette, 15 from Daniel Kahn, 12 from Manny Hernandez, and 8 from Ryan Nagel. I was so impressed with Kahn, Popette, and Hernandez. Those were the names that really stood out as I was trying to prepare for this ball game, and Popette was excellent. Kahn, with that three-point shooting from the outside, was very good, but it was just too much South Courtright here tonight. Their shooting from the outside was tremendous. Connor Carino, Josh Anderson were really lighting it up. I thought Logan Furman was great on the glass. He was tremendous, and Adam Champlin with just his hustle plays. There was just too much here tonight for Greenburg North Castle. So we're going to give out our three awards here, and for anyone listening from GNC, when I cover a team that's from out of the area and a team that we normally cover, like South Courtright, I will give all three awards to our South Courtright players. But I just want to say that Greenburg North Castle, very deserving of some credit here tonight. They were fantastic. It's just when I hand out trophies, these guys are right in the backyard, and GNC isn't. So I apologize on that. But I always like to explain myself, as I will be giving all three awards here tonight to SK. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, proud to support local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Pretty easy tonight. 33 for Connor Carino. He was absolutely tremendous. He's so quick and fast, and he can shoot the ball. I said this to somebody privately the other day. I think I'm ready to say it in public. He reminds me of a young Tyler Bertram. Now, obviously, Tyler Bertram is playing Division I basketball down here in Binghamton, a Cooperstown guy. But Connor, you know, he's got that same look. He's skinny like Ty was in 10th grade. But the future is very bright for Connor Carino. 33 here tonight. He was tremendous. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Tonight, I am going to go with, boy, I'm really torn on this one because Furman and Champlin were both absolutely tremendous in this ball game. I'm going to go with Champlin. We've given a lot of awards to Furman. Champlin, I thought, was excellent tonight. We'll give it to him with a little honorable mention to Logan Furman. And lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to go with Josh Anderson here tonight, 17 points. He was also key on the glass. He hit some key buckets when SK needed it the most. So we will give Josh Anderson our all-purpose award tonight. Again, a huge thank you to Johnson City here for setting us up at mid-court. This was phenomenal. Big thank you to their athletic director, Jeff Paskey. Sorry that we did have a little technical difficulties at the beginning of the broadcast, but that we were able to get that sorted out and bring you the rest of the game, so that was awesome. We were off the air for maybe 30 seconds total there, but I'd like to give you a smooth product, folks. So any interruptions always bothers me, but very glad to bring you this game here tonight. So a big thank you as well to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios, and also Craig Stevens for helping out with all he does for these sports broadcasts. So, all right, make sure you stay tuned because we're going to have some more information on where SK is going to go, where the Franklin girls are going to go. So to get that information, either keep listening to WCDO throughout the week or check on WCDOsports.com. We're going to have our schedule up there. And as soon as that information is set, we will make sure that we give that to you. So, all right, have a great night. Again, SK wins in the first round of states. They're moving on to the quarterfinals. They defeat Greenberg Northcastle 77-53. Have a great night. I'm Nate Law. We'll talk to you soon on CDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
If there's a fire in your kitchen, and when your roof just won't stop leaking, I got your back without you even asking. If I gotta whoop somebody's, I'ma do it with passion. And when it gets too dangerous, no, I'm never out of touch. Ain't gotta call 911. You can hit me.